The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London and this crime victims. This is a damn good story, but I'm not too sure whether it will ever happen. Give victims more of a say. Adam.
Yeah, we've, I suppose, made some strides in that direction already, victim statements and so forth. But this is an extra thing, I suppose. It's about the parole of hardened criminals. There was a case last year when the so-called black cab rapist, a serial rapist called John Warboys, was about to be released, only for a huge media and public outcry, and there were petitions, and ultimately he was not released. So now victims of crime, and indeed relatives of victims of crime, can challenge parole directly with the Ministry of Justice. They don't have to go to court. On the one hand, I would suggest good news, victims are being listened to. But on the other hand, does this make justice maybe too emotive, too personal? Yeah. And maybe that's not justice. I'm not sure.
Yes, there are people charged with the responsibility of weighing up the evidence, aren't there? Yeah. Brexit, where are we?
Well, here we go. Loads of stuff about this all over the last couple of days. For instance, that 3,500 troops are on war games exercises with a difference, just in case they need to be deployed to post-Brexit ports and airports. Theresa May says she'll battle for Britain in new talks with the European Union, even though the French, the Germans and the Irish keep saying there'll be no renegotiation, OK. The car company Nissan is cancelling the production of a new car in the UK, although that doesn't mean the loss of jobs, it means no new jobs, and they say that Brexit is a factor. But my favourite one of all, Alan, is that apparently there are, according to our newspapers, plans to evacuate the Queen and Prince Philip from London if there's any civil unrest following a no-deal Brexit. I mean, I know that puts a bit of two and two together.
Ridiculous.
And the bit I like is that the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh would end up in a secret location outside of London. I'm guessing Windsor Castle.
Oh, absurd. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.